from WIR Studios, we now bring you The Defenders Live with our very own Miss Anna Edwards. Let's hear what Miss Anna has to say. So, Anna, if you can take it away.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to The Defenders Live, and I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday. And given the fact that we are broadcasting sort of at the beginnings of the onset of Hurricane Sandy, I will go ahead and tell you that today is actually Monday, October 29th, and date this show. Well, I hope you've done everything that you have been instructed to do by every emergency preparedness organization on your radar. It really pays off. Every single time there's been a storm in Virginia, and most of them to much lesser degree of intensity than this one, we lose power. It's just inevitable if you live in Virginia. You're going to lose power if there's a little wind and a little rain. And if there's a lot of rain and a little wind, those trees are coming down and we are going to lose power. So we might as well be prepared. And the first thing that I will go ahead and add to the morass of information that you're getting is please go ahead and scrub that bathtub and fill it up with clean water. Not that you're necessarily going to drink it, but you never know. But you know, those toilets, they need water, they need it handy. It's all to the good. So do it. Fill that tub with water. It's your largest single container, I'll bet you, in the house for water. The other thing is make your own ice. While we still have power, make your own ice. It's not hard. You use the water coming out of your tap, out of your bathtub, if you like. Put it in bags. Double bag those plastic, those endless plastic grocery bags that you have. Double them up, fill them with water or halfway, and tie them off and throw them in the freezer and make some ice. All right, do that, because when the refrigerator goes, it's all you got. And it will help preserve the temperature in the lower part of your refrigerator if you can stockpile ice in there when once the power does go. So these little tips that we learned over the last couple of hurricane seasons that we have found to be very, very helpful. If you have mirrors that you can place in front of wherever you're going to put up your candles or your lantern, that your battery-powered lantern, use them because they amplify the light. It's an old mechanism for amplifying light in your house. So do that. I will probably get to talking about some of the things that are going to be coming up in the city after we have come out for air from under the wind and the rain and what might happen. A lot of people are feeling like, you know, we're good. This is just going to pass us by. It's just not going to be a problem. We could be in Florida right now. And that could be the case. No problem. Then we will all get to have those great conversations where we say, I told you, and it was no problem, and this never, you know, it's never a big deal. But if you slow down a minute, you will remember that Tropical Storm Gaston did come slowly up the coast, come to Richmond, and sat and spun and dropped water on us for 8 hours until Chaco Valley filled up with water and blew out the storm drainage system and washed cars and businesses away and trapped people on the upper stories of many buildings down there. These things can just happen. And of course, you know how nature is, right? Nature tries to balance everything, and it will absorb and it will create little rivulets that will ease the tension of growing water masses. But after a while, Mother Nature fills up and says, I gotta go. And when she goes, buildings go with it, cars go with it, electricity, power, water, all kinds of things go because things have to be rearranged in order to alleviate the pressures on Mother Nature. So we have to pay attention and take care of ourselves and take care of people you know in the neighborhood or someone you know who might be by themselves. Check on them. again, do all the things that you have been instructed to do and that you have known how to do, and learn something new as well, right? All right. So thanks for tuning in. So that you know for sure, Defenders Live is brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality. And to learn more about that, you can go to defendersfje.org and defendersfje.blogspot.com, where we have also posted some of this information. It's also on the radio blog, which is defendersliveradio.blogspot.com. There are web addresses. There's more information always at the richmondgov.com. That's the city's website. My understanding is that the Red Cross has developed an app for your smartphone, and so that's enables you to track the storm and its impact on the area where you live, and be sure that you are in touch with resources and up-to-date information. I'm sure everyone's got their television on or their radio on or something, but it is important to stay tuned because you just don't know what might happen very close by to you and where you might either be able to help someone or might actually need to seek assistance. So be aware, be prepared. And we may all get through this together just fine. If you have family, friends, and relations who live in the northern regions where this is supposed to hit much harder and much more directly, try to be in touch early rather than late, and develop some mechanisms for communication and for assistance if possible. Yeah. Well, it's always exciting when this kind of thing happens, and I hope that we all take advantage of the excitement to think about what comes next, right? If we get through this, if everything goes okay, and we don't have too much to worry about, then that's an excellent thing, and then you can just pat yourself on the back for knowing what to do next time. So what is coming up in the community, right? What is about to unfold here in Richmond? So many things. One of them that I will get to at a certain point is to talk about Mali and what's happening, and the fact that the U.S. and France are gearing up their military spectacles and focusing them on northern Mali, using the threat of terror as one of their prime motivators. Hillary Clinton linked the death of the ambassador in Benghazi, Libya, to the strengthening of forces who are being referred to as Al-Qaeda in northern Mali, we knew that Mali would then become a priority. Up until that point, it was actually not too easy to find stories about what was happening in Mali. Not an overwhelming amount of concern. But now that they believe that that this poses a threat to Western civilization, they're interested and they're paying attention. And of course, offering the usual solution. So that's one of the most frustrating and should make you angry dynamics about this. We are becoming a reactionary state where all we do is whip around and look for where we need to beat up or jump down the throat of or send in the troops. It's all about sending in the troops and securing our interests. That's something that's going to have to be defined a lot more clearly, because if our interests are always going to come at the expense of everybody else's interests, then we have a misdirected, misguided society, or at the very least, a misguided and misdirected foreign policy. Something about our culture is sending us awry as human beings if it's all about us always. The planet's too small and we communicate far too readily. So, all right, so let me bring it back to Richmond. And aside from all the storm information, which is very helpful, you can look forward to some interesting things taking place, such as, of course, the autumn issue of the Virginia Defender will be published, you know, electricity notwithstanding, we hope, Thursday, November 1st. And it'll be on the streets and in our neighborhoods over the course of the next 5 days. And you can also read it online at defendersfje.org. And the stories in this issue are going to focus on the state of the Ashley Williams case, the new threat to put a ballpark in historic Shaco Bottom, a major report on conditions in the Richmond City Jail, plus, again, what the U.S. military is trying to do in West Africa. And if you would like to help get this kind of information out into the community, you can contact the Defender to volunteer to help distribute the paper. Call 644-5834 or email defendersfje@hotmail.com. Again, the number, 804-644-5834. Monday, November 5th, Working People's Movements Forum. Join students for a Democratic Society for an educational panel on working class movements. Speakers include representatives of local labor unions, community organizations, and more. A variety of issues that are relating to working Americans will be discussed, including public transportation, jobs, racism, and the importance of having a working people's movement. We are all workers, and we are all in this together. This event is from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Monday night, November 5th, in the VCU Student Commons Theater. It is free and open to the public. That's a very good conversation to be a part of for each and every one of us. One of the things that we, you know, that I notice, and I know that you notice, is that we have this sort of conflicted perspective on how to address issues. One is that we need to focus on one and solve it and accomplish it and not mess it up or get it fussed up with other issues. Just, you know, one at a time, very focused, very targeted, and that's what you do. And the other perspective is that if you don't understand how it's connected to a larger context, then you can't fight it effectively or you can't promote it effectively. And so it takes a broader sort of interconnected view of strategies for accomplishing the goal. So whatever your tendency, try both and see what happens when you mix it up a little bit. There are times when you have to be very targeted in your message, but you also have to be sure that you are ready to understand it and convey it in the larger context, because you have to talk to a lot of different people, and not everybody is hearing the one single message. People may understand it if you can connect it to something that they are dealing with more directly, but if you're only going to have one tune to sing, you're going to leave out an awful lot of people, and you're going to lose the possibility for a kind of momentum that may actually be more productive. No policy should be isolated or should try to, again, assert itself to the expense of all others. It's got to be tied to something larger, and the goal has to always be the good of ourselves and our friends, neighbors, families, the good of humanity, right? All right, so from there, we go to the Thursday, November 8th, public forum on housing in segregation. HOME and the Virginia Poverty Law Center invite you to join them for Residential Segregation, a Community Conversation. This is at 6:30 at the downtown, University of Richmond downtown. It's in their gallery space. The address there is 626 East Broad Street. And the panelists who will be discussing Richmond's history of residential segregation and current segregation in the city and how the community can work toward a more integrated city will be Dr. Sean Utsi, who's chair of VCU's African American Studies Department, the Reverend Ben Campbell of Richmond Hill, who's recently written a book that a lot of people are talking about, Dr. John V. Meeser, University of Richmond Bonnish Center of Civic Engagement. He's a senior fellow there. And in fact, I will be the moderator for this program. I am looking forward to the conversation that will come of this, because to talk about segregation and the process of integration is a very important one in our conversations about race right now. In the confusion of the of terms like post-racial society, which is just bananas anyway, and the goal for how we live together, given the history of our country in terms of race relations, that should be a good program, and I hope that you plan to attend. You are listening to The Defenders Live here on WRAR. It's 97.3 low power FM. Radio. It's Richmond's radio for the rest of us. We are delighted to have you tune in at WRAR.org to listen online and to join us every Monday here on the radio at 12 o'clock. Learn more about the show and its producers at Defenders Live, or excuse me, DefendersFJE.org and Defenders Live Radio. blogspot.com. So we're talking about the storm, and we're talking about how to be safe and to keep each other comfortable and comforted, right? And but also to keep you abreast of some of the things that are going on in our community that you can look forward to next week when the weather clears. The public forum on housing and segregation is being hosted again by the University of Richmond's downtown campus, and you need to RSVP. And you do that by contacting the Future of Richmond's Past, which is at 200 South 3rd Street in Richmond at 23219. But it's probably easier just to go ahead and call 289-8088 or email cmartin@richmond.edu. And that would be in part because this is a community conversation, which is a program developed by the Future of Richmond's Past, which is an organizing body of 19 or plus institutions, cultural and educational and historical institutions in Richmond, that came together in order to develop programming in a coordinated fashion around the sesquicentennial of the Civil War and emancipation. This has been a very interesting time. And of course, at the beginning of this in 2010 and 11, lots and lots of conversations about what it meant to be talking about the Civil War, about the difference between the Civil War commemorations, the educational opportunities, the possibilities for difficult and more revealing and more truthful conversations about the Civil War and its aftermath. And there have been some amazing and powerful programs that have gone on. But I think it won't matter much if those conversations aren't taking place in your homes and in the classroom. It needs to take place in the places where the dynamic is lively, it's ongoing, it is alive. And that really is it. If it's not a part of our coffee, you know, and a part of our evening meal and a part of our bus conversations, the driving to work and driving home conversations, then they're not sinking in the way that our institutions who are working on them are hoping that they will. So that's our part, right? We got to pick up from where they offer us some initial information and carry it home and begin to have those conversations. So another one is the annual Peace Center auction and dinner. It's the Richmond Peace Education Center holding its annual fundraising auction and dinner on Saturday, November 10th. And it starts at 6 p.m. It will again be held atop the Troutman Sanders Building at 1001 Hexall Point, which overlooks the James River. During the evening, Lori Haas and Andrew Goddard will be recognized as Richmond's 2012 Peacemakers of the Year. Their 2012 Peace Essay winners will also be recognized, and there, of course, will be the usual live and silent auctions. And so they are hoping to sell out the way that they did last year. And last year's winner was the Sacred Ground Historical Reclamation Project and Community Organizing Committee for the Reclamation, the Struggle to Reclaim Richmond's African Burial Ground. And that was a tremendous honor and recognition for that work. And I look forward to this event being just as meaningful for Lori Haas and Andrew Goddard and the work that they've been doing in the community as well. You can go to rpec.org for information about tickets and attending. Their number is also 232-1002, 232-1002. And, of course, the email is rpec@rpec.org. Saturday, November 17th, you've got to register for this. This is a great, great opportunity. Cooking as a Second Language, offered at William Byrd Community House. And if you like cooking, you might enjoy this. West African cuisine from Senegal. And the Gore African restaurant will provide the chef, Boubacar, who will teach you how to cook one of any number of possible dishes that are from Senegal and part of the larger West African tradition. And there is more information about that class at eatgoodgrowgreat.blogspot.com. eatgoodgrowgreat.blogspot.com. Thursday, November 22nd is the Thanksgiving Feast. It's the 2012 Giving Heart Community Thanksgiving Feast. And it's held at the Greater Richmond Convention Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited, and they are asking you to see what you can do to help out as well. More information is available at thegivingheart.org, and I think you can click on a button there that'll say Thanksgiving Feast, thegivingheart.org. Wednesday the 28th, attend the trial of Ashley Williams. She has been charged with second-degree murder and felony child neglect in the tragic death of her two-year-old son, Deshaun. When he died, he weighed just 14 pounds, about half of what is normal for a child that age. And without a shred of evidence, Richmond's Commonwealth Attorney's Office is claiming that Ms. Williams neglected her child and basically allowed him to starve to death. Medical experts, in the meantime, who looked into the case, have suggested that Deshaun likely suffered from DeGeorge syndrome, a genetic disease that can prevent the victim from properly processing food. Anyone out there who has suffered with diverticulitis or Crohn's disease will have some understanding of what it means to have a digestive system that will not process your food. The state autopsy performed on Deshaun reported that he had both food and liquid in his system, and yet he was severely malnourished. Bolstering this theory is the fact that two of Ms. Williams' sisters and a niece also have young sons who are dangerously underweight. But the private doctors of those boys have prescribed life-saving treatment. In contrast, Ms. Williams' Medicaid-appointed doctor did not suggest any such treatment. Ms. Williams was pressured by court-appointed attorney to plead guilty to the lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter, a lesser charge, but one that still carries a long prison sentence. Today, she would be in state prison if it had not been for the timely intervention of the Virginia State NAACP, former Richmond City Councilman Saad El Amin, and support from the larger community, which has packed the courtroom for each of Ms. Williams' court hearings. Understand that, again, if you are there, then that person is not alone. They are not isolated in this experience, and the court does pay attention to that. In the words of one of her sisters, the only thing Ashley is guilty of is being young, poor, uneducated, and following the advice of people who she thought knew what they were doing. Ms. Williams has been held in Richmond City Jail since November of 2011. The medical, social services, and legal systems have all utterly failed her, and now they are trying to scapegoat her for those very failures. Community support has so far kept her from prison. Let's join together one more time to help her win her freedom. Please attend Ashley Williams' trial at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, November 28th, courtroom 307 in the John Marshall Courts Building, 400 North 9th Street in Richmond. That was a statement by the Virginia Defender newspaper in reference to the situation of Ashley Williams. So I just want to be clear that I was reading a statement in support of Ashley Williams' case. On Wednesday, December 12th, save the date for a fundraising holiday party for the Virginia Defender, and details will be announced soon. And we want to just thank you for, you know, paying attention to Defenders Live and the work of the Defenders over these last 10 years. It's been a privilege to work in the struggle on behalf of those whose voices are not heard either often or with enough clarity and focus. A new activists events calendar has been developed. A Richmond activist has launched an online calendar to announce local news and opportunities for local action. You can check it out at active-rva.tumblr.com/calendar. Again, active-rva.tumblr.com/calendar. To check out a new activist events calendar. So that's a basic roundup of the things from our perspective that you have to look forward to over the the coming weeks. And I hope that you will also find a time to do some of the cultural things that demonstrate who we are and why we are, and think about them with a little bit of depth, and also take the opportunity to just sort of relax and rest up and stay ready for what comes next. One of the things that is coming next that it wasn't a part of that list, of course, is the Virginia People's Assembly in January. And as that rolls around, there will be more information about organizing and preparing for that. But that's the opportunity where you get to bring the issues that you feel strongest about into an arena with people doing that from all across the state. Last year, there were almost 200 people who came together to do that. And the learning and the shared exposure to all these issues helped people see how much they had in common and how the struggle for jobs is tied to the struggle for a healthy environment, for example. How paying attention to court watches in a case like Ashley Williams' case can help you understand the rest of the courts and criminal justice system and what needs to be done to fix that, and how that's tied to the way we see our foreign policy, or our administration sees our foreign policy, and what it means to be of the people who actually have the power, even though it seems we are on a headlong race to toss it all into the hands of the police and the National Guard and our court system. Just remember, it all started with us, the people. There are so many more of us than there are of them. It really shouldn't be hard to figure out that we got the power, right, people? Yeah. All right, once again, pay attention to what's going on out there in terms of the storm. RichmondGov.com for information from the city. We have the American Red Cross. Lots of people are posting good information. Be practical, be realistic. Don't wait till the last minute. Be ready. Be ready, because it could be your health and well-being that's at stake. Take good care. Take care of your friends and neighbors. And we will talk to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in to Defenders Live. Remember that the struggle matters, that kindness matters, and you're a part of it. Thanks.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.